Snow has begun across portions of the northern plains, but we're going to see a lot more of it as we go forward through the next several days. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Snow is being reported at this hour from South Dakota into eastern North Dakota and a part of west central and southwestern Minnesota. There's some rain that's intermixed with the snow and a little freezing drizzle and freezing rain also in the southwest part of Minnesota and southeastern South Dakota. As we go forward through the day today, that area in the southeast part of our region will get warm enough to see rain develop, and everybody else will see increasing snowfall. The snow is expected to be most heavy in the area from northeastern Colorado through western Nebraska through the heart of South Dakota into the central and eastern portions of North Dakota. All of that will occur from now through at least Wednesday afternoon. Now, the precipitation is expected to ease up in its intensity during the day tomorrow. It will not cease, but it will lighten up quite a bit. The most aggressive snow will be in that area just described, coming out of Colorado to eastern North Dakota, and that will occur as we go forward through this first 24 hours. A big portion of the total snow that's going to accumulate between now and the day on Saturday will occur in this first 24-hour period. For areas off to the east, though, rain is much more likely than snow in the eastern part of South Dakota, at least southeastern portions of the state, and in southern and some central parts of Minnesota. Now, the rain and snow will be mixed together in portions of central Minnesota, so we do not expect to see a lot of accumulation of snow there until the upper-level low-pressure system pushes off to the east, and then the wraparound on the backside of the low-pressure system will bring significant snow to most of Minnesota, and that is expected to occur Wednesday night into Thursday and probably still on Friday. The snow event is going to be with us into Saturday, as I've already alluded to, and we do expect to see total accumulations to run from 6 to 12 inches across a big part of the region, but the heaviest snows will be from western Nebraska to eastern portions of North Dakota, where we will see 12 to 20 inches by the time we're done with the whole storm system. Now, most areas will see no more than 16 inches or so, but still going to be enough to cause a lot of hazardous travel across the region. We'll expect to see strong winds blow too, and there'll be a chance for some blizzard or near blizzard conditions for a while today and tomorrow. We'll look for bitter cold air to come in behind all of this, and temperatures will get down into the negative single digits over the weekend, but even colder next week as two reinforcing shots of cold air come through, and eventually we'll be seeing those temperatures down into the negative 20s at least. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.